The National Student Advertising Competition, teams of students around the country running their own advertising agency, and you know that we are strong locally. My next guest here to prove it on behalf of Grand Valley's NSA team under the leadership of Robin Spring. Step up to the plate, say your hellos. Joey Parks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jackie Walagora, hello to you.
Good morning.
Elizabeth Conan, good. You are doing great things.
Yes, we are. So we just found out a few weeks ago that we get to advance to the national competition, which is in New Orleans. So we're all really excited about that.
Oh, you're going to have that Cafe Mundo. Anyway, that's after perhaps you bring home the gold. National Student Advertising Competition, what is it?
So it is a team of, we have 19 students at Grand Valley that get a advertising case study at the beginning of the year, and we've worked together throughout since the beginning of September of the school year to create a fully integrated marketing and retail campaign complete with advertising tactics, a ton of research, full creative campaign, media planning, everything.
Because that's what you want to do in the career goal there, Joey Parks?
Yeah, all of us are kind of tailored to different parts of the team. The team is separated into four kind of subcategories: the creative, the research, the media planning, and the integrated promotions. So each of us kind of fell into a specialization that kind of best suited our talents and best supports what we want to go into further in the advertising industry.
Jackie, what role did you play?
I was on the media team where we chose the best and most efficient channels to target our audience, to try and budget the cost that was given to us, a $15 million budget, which is much less than other campaigns previous students have worked with.
So take me through again how you got to go to the Nationals. This is like you've already taken care of defeating the top the two tiers, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So we're in the third round of the competition right now. The first round is a district competition. There are several districts across the nation. The district we happen to be in is one of the largest, and it's comprising Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. Yeah. So we were one of two winners to come out of that district since it's so large. And then all of the winners of the districts across the nation then go on to a semifinal competition, which is actually a scheduled phone call. So we had about 15 minutes to present and defend our campaign to a round of national judges, as well as representation from our client, and we were placed high enough to be able to go to nationals out of all the teams in the nation.
Great. So, Jackie, what are you? Do you have a product? Does it work like that? Yeah.
So, Taipei is a frozen food entree and appetizers brand. Mm-hmm. So, we had to work with them.
And obviously you did, and so how do 19 talented students work together? Is there a grand poobah, or do you have committee heads? What's going on here?
So we have two account executives, Addison and Rachel, who kind of head up the whole thing, and then there's four committees throughout the school year that work on different things. I was the research director, so I was in charge of organizing all of the research throughout the entire campaign. From the very beginning to the end, we're still doing research on it, even after presenting. There's a media planning group. Each team has their own head and director.
Is that like real life? Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, it works like it typically would in an advertising agency, at least a larger one, where different departments have different specialties that work on the same campaigns. However, since it is such a collaborative industry and such a collaborative workplace, there's naturally going to be overlay and crossover between which teams are working together and how the information flows between them.
So here you are. It looks like June 7th through 9th is your road trip, is your time where you have the chance to compete plus network. Do you need dollars to make this happen? Are you any fundraising opportunities or anything?
We have had several fundraisers, and we were lucky enough to get a handful of generous donations from different donors at the school. So we currently have enough that is able to fund our trip, airfare, hotels. The only thing that we'll have to pay for when we're down there is travel and food. But we're very excited regardless and very thankful for all the donations that we've gotten.
So how What do you think? Are you going to bring home the trophy? Or, I mean, yeah, you got to think positive, and second place will do. But how do you, what's going to happen that weekend?
So we obviously really hope that we win, and we're going to be working our hardest to get there. We are competing against the top, we are one of the top eight teams in the nation. So even going there is just an exciting opportunity for us. Once we, hopefully we win, we'll get to present down there, and then there's a luncheon the next day of awards, and the winning team gets to present.
That's great. So Joey Parks, where are you in, you all seniors?
I am a senior, I believe.
I'm a senior.
You're a senior as well. Yeah. Sometimes we forget just because we have people that are seniors and people that are juniors on the team. I am a senior, so I did just graduate. So this is kind of like extending my senior year past graduation into the summer a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I still have a couple classes left, but yes, I'm a senior.
I graduate in December, so a little bit of a junior, a little bit of a senior.
Great. Joey, what's your career aspiration?
Oh, well, I was on the creative team. I was kind of headed up as the creative director and art director of the campaign, so I was able to really shape how we took our research and all of our insights and visually transmit that into a campaign. So I'm going, hoping to go into art direction and graphic design and creative.
Elizabeth Conan, your goal?
I want to do advertising and marketing in the healthcare industry.
Jackie?
Right now I have an amazing internship with a media company called Synergy, and I'd love to continue there. I'm only there for a couple, just a month longer, but we do paid media search and all that, and I'd love to continue that.
And obviously this opportunity to participate in the National Student Advertising Competition where you head to the finals has got to look, A, good on a resume, but also it's been, you've met a couple cool people along the way?
Oh, definitely. And what's great about going to nationals, we talked a little bit about hoping to win earlier, but really just going to nationals is a victory in itself because since we are one of the top eight teams in the nations, a lot of highly recognizable and highly influential advertising agencies around the nation recognize that these are the top students in the nation. So they'll be there like wanting to talk to us. And it's since we're all students, you know, it is a serious campaign, but it's not a real campaign. And the real victory is the fact that this is such a huge step up for all of our careers and all of our like networking and boosting our careers forward.
Your final words, Jackie Walagora?
I think our presentation team rocks and we're going to do a really great job and I'm going to have so much fun there.
Elizabeth Conan, how do we find out more information?
So there's more information on a GoFundMe page, and it's GoFundMe GVSU NSAC 2017. We have more details about the competition and what we've been working on.
June 7th through June 9th, NOLA, New Orleans, doing your thing, hoping to represent Grand Valley well. Do your best. National Student Advertising Competition. Go get them, you and yours. Joey, Jackie, Elizabeth, again, thanks to Robin Spring. She's a pretty cool bird.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah.
She's in the room. Thanks, guys. Break a leg.
Thank you.